Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Hello, stranger.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. That's little Barbara Lewis bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It's just you and me, just the two of us. And as you know, every week I take a segment or two and talk about things that are on my mind. And this segment, I have a story to tell you. And it's really a personal story. It's very poignant for me. But I want to share it with you, and I hope you'll listen, and I think it might even resonate with many of you. So I was a good employee for 23 years. You may have heard me say that before. I went all the way from working on the farm, running the farm for my dad, to flipping burgers, to working my way through college, to becoming a member of the C-suite. I was an executive vice president of a national organization. And at the end of the 80s, I got downsized. I won't go into all the details, but I got downsized twice in 18 months. You've probably heard me say that before. And so the second time, the phone rang at 8:30 one Monday morning. It was actually May 22nd, one Monday morning, 1989. Not that I remember the exact moment. And that phone call was all about the fact that the company, where I was a national sales manager, they had a new plan, but I wasn't going to be part of the new plan. So I called it being downsized, but I guess you could say I was fired. Second time in 18 months. And I started looking at my resume because I had two kids and two mortgages, two teenagers, two mortgages. And I said, well, I guess I better get my resume out and dust it out and get going again, right? And so I addressed the keys of my computer, and I said, and I just sort of set my hands down on the keyboard, and I said, no. I don't need help screwing up my life. I can do that by myself. And so I addressed the keys again, and I typed this onto the screen. Jim Blasingame and Associates, Business Consultants. I'd been serving customers for a long time. I'd been a consultant as in sales for, you know, over two decades. I thought I knew something a little bit about how to help people with their businesses, and I thought, well, now's the time to find out. Now, my associates at that time were my Macintosh plush and my laser printer, but by noon, I'd cut out some cards. I'd made some cards, and I cut them out with scissors, and I hit the road. That was 30 years ago today. And I had my consulting business for a number of years, and in 97 I decided that I wanted to take it to a larger audience, and that's when I started doing my radio show, from which it morphed into my becoming a professional writer, and my national brand, my international brand, Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. So I thought you might like to hear a little bit about that story. Some of you, I know some of you are nodding your heads out there right now. You've been down that road. Your story is a variation on my theme. And I just wanted to tell you I've been asked before, what did you learn? What have you, in 30 years, what have you learned about being a business owner? And the most important thing I think I've learned is I've learned the most about myself. Because, you know, people talk about passion. You've heard a lot of folks on the show talk about why passion is important if you're going to be a business owner. And I agree with that. You have to really love what you do. But you can't just have passion for the product that you're selling, though. Because you might change. You might have to. But, you know, within 5 years, 10 years, you might not even sell that product anymore. Might be something completely different. The market may dictate that. I think the more important thing is to have passion for being a business owner. For regardless of what you sell, you want to be here. And the two things that I've learned is, number one, I love being a business owner because whatever comes through the door, whether it be a challenge or an opportunity, whether it be a unicorn or an alligator, it belongs to me. If it's coming through my door, it belongs to me. And I can make of it whatever I want. However hard I want to work, however smart I want to be, it belongs to me. Good, bad, and ugly. I like that part of being a small business owner. Number two, I've learned how to believe in myself. And that's just one thing I'd like to, if I could give you one thing to think about as a small business owner. When everything else turns to mush, when it all goes to you know where, your employees let you down, your customers let you down, your vendors let you down, your bank lets you down, the government lets you down, there'll be all kinds of days where everything will be, things will be against you, and it'll look like they're starting to line up against you. Take a number, right? Those days, passion won't be enough. Product won't be enough. A great idea won't be enough. Even capital won't be enough. Really, I mean that. The only thing that will cause you to survive, the only thing that will allow will help you make it and survive the next hour and get to the next day, there's only one thing that will happen when it gets that bad, and that's that you believe in yourself. I didn't know that 30 years ago today, but I've learned that since. I believed in myself when it looked like nobody else would take the next step. Anybody else would shut it down right now. The difference between that and making it was me believing in myself. I hope you'll think about that. Happy 30th anniversary to me. This is the 30th anniversary of my company today, right now, almost this minute. It's been a great ride. Thank you for being part of it.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.